For all of you that got on the phone today, which is everybody, good job. For all of you that stay on, good job. For all of you that don't click off in the middle, good job. For all of you that have did assignments, good job. For all of you that missed assignments last week, for all of you that missed last week, do an assignment for next week. This one is easy. This one is easy. And it was so good for us to be all blessed by you and for you to be blessed by doing the assignment. Chapter 11. Let's get to it. Chapter 11, The Overuse of Scripture 2022. Oh, here we go. Whoa. What do you guys remember Lurch and the Addams Family? Oh, Chapter 11, The Overuse of Scripture 2022. Right now the world is faced with false teachers, aren't we? Incorrect teaching twisted into concepts of God, propaganda, social media posts that our children read all day long. Same thing happens in the church. Opinions not based in Scripture are hugely popular and circulated throughout the community. Our kids are in the balance, as is new believers of any age. Old believers, all of us are at stake. The world is eroding the truth. Abortion, homosexuality, government, socialism, democracy, even history itself is questioned and misrepresented for political, financial, and or personal gain. Chapter 11, The Overuse of Scripture, are my notes that have been essential. My study, my experience, the culmination of years of experience, a timeline of God challenging me to be better, challenging me to stand up straight and navigate giant world issues in my life, His way, the righteous way, the only way to stay the course and prevail, the overwhelming enemy that came against me and comes against all of us every minute of every day. Without correct information, we have a weapon with sights that are out of calibration. Without correct information, we have a weapon with sights that are out of calibration. A rifle that does not shoot straight, a vehicle with incorrect steering, eyesight that is flawed without glasses, life that is off course. I could have named this chapter The Misuse of Scripture, or The Lies About Scripture, or Incorrect Scripture. For me, that didn't say it. The overuse of Scripture, either correctly, incorrectly, for selfish reasons, theology guided correctly or incorrectly, misuse, whatever. People overuse Scripture. They overuse Scripture, good and bad, right and wrong, misquoting, misrepresenting, overemphasizing, underemphasizing, failing to communicate in wisdom. Any number of everything is at fault and causes so much anger, confusion, and worse, misdirects those wanting truth, those who need the Lord, who wholeheartedly want the Lord and could easily be misled, myself included. Myself included. There will be disagreements. A healthy discussion about such matters is a key element in fellowship. In the actual written word, people can and do discuss God's will and His actual history. There's enough argument in truth. With absolute understanding and truth, we come with questions, don't we? And those questions given to an authentic, studied in the Word, prayed up with a clear understanding of the teachings of Christ. To a person, let me say this, you know, a person with a clear understanding of the teachings of Christ can and will direct a lost individual into the loving arms of our Savior. Sometimes you are the only path a person has to such an individual or a pastor of a church that is authentic, true in the Word. Prayed up, be ready. Be ready when people come to you and wise in the ways of the Lord. Be prayed up because you can't stop for a second. I mean, you can. Hi, there's an emergency going on. Let me stop and pray and contemplate over what I should do. Sometimes you got to be prayed up, don't you? You got to be prayed up. You got to be ready. But I got to tell you, may I add, with all that God is, God is still a hard sell in this lifetime. With all the necessary information, God is still a very challenging topic and one that the world needs desperately. I need it. You need it. Now look, if God is challenging, if Scripture is challenging in the best situations, can you imagine what happens when things are not the best situation? When things are wrong, based in self, politically motivated, challenged by idiotic principles that are not principles at all. In unhealthy discussions, things go completely sideways. False doctrine, arguments not using correct scripture are a part of the calamity we now see in every country around the globe. People can and will confound and confuse God's word to discredit and override the facts, historical evidence, and remedies offered in the text, to override remedies that you are given by God to get over the problems we have without someone standing right there to correct an incorrect statement of the word. People lose. They lose out, period. We all lose, one person at a time. James 1:26, those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Whew. It is important to use correct scripture, not the overuse or blatantly incorrect teachings or things you've heard, not verified, and all manner in between. Knowing scripture may not save the world, but it may save your world or mine. Look, scripture says it's going to end. God is going to come. Knowing scripture may not save the world this minute, but it may save your world or somebody else's that comes to you. Matthew 24, and then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Huh. What does this have to do with your business? What does it have to do with your business? It's an interesting point. I always say when doing business, you need to know the animal, right? You need to know who you're doing business with. If you take right, wrong, good, and bad out of these things, which is pretty hard to do, and you just look at the situation at face value, will it work or not? What will you see? Well, at face value, you will see little or nothing of great importance. The deeper questions reveal what a relationship may yield, profitable or possibly not so much. Where is a person coming from? Important to note, I can't be of service in situations when I don't know who or what I'm dealing with. Is it a good fit? Can we do business together? Carefully assess each conversation in order to proceed in a fundamentally sound method. Clearly, when I'm faced with a different life belief system than mine, I got to be aware of their idea of produce, deliver, and collect. I got to be ready to understand how they see this project. If I don't, things can go sideways really quick. Long story short, people understand delivery of product payment schedules and contracts very differently, don't they? We all see it very differently, product payment schedules and contracts very differently, especially when backgrounds are inherently contrasted. It's just a fact of life. How do I proceed in such relationships? Well, I can be with believers and have differences of opinions, right? When I'm non-believers, I can have all kinds of differences of opinion. I got to take each situation one line item at a time. Because sometimes it's not a good fit and I need to accept that. Other times I can make it work. But I got to take it one situation at a time. Assessments are very important in all relationships. And when money is involved, things can get crazy. So know the animal, know yourself, what you can do and what you cannot do. Now for me, God's word keeps me centered. Loving people is pretty hard, especially in the name of whatever works for the selfish nature, right? Mine or theirs. But God's word keeps me centered the more I learn to use it. I can get myself in a real mess with the wrong alliance. If I decide to go with a relationship that doesn't work right, I can get myself in a lot of trouble. The world is full of treachery and crazy, and the enemy is waiting to destroy you. Knowing scripture holds me in a better state of mind in all situations I get into. My belief in the God of the Bible makes me an enemy of many. This is hard stuff, right? My belief in God makes me an enemy of many, pitied by many, and simply blown off by the rest of them. Does that mean I change? Well, that would be hideous. It means I change. It means I must understand. Matthew 24:10. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. You see, I got to understand that the end is coming. But for believers, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. But you say, well, okay, Pat, that's scripture. This is hard stuff for me because it's combo of teaching and my experience. How does that help me, Patrick, in the deal I'm working on right now? You know, I'm working on a deal right now. Can't you just say something that keeps me in? What do I do in the deal right now? Where's the business in this? Well, that's a good question. Stay in the current deal one thing at a time. Ask God. It's as simple as this. Ask God with these possible opportunities that we all have for guidance and discernment. What's good for me? God wants what's good for you, right? You can lean on God. He tells you that that's exactly what he wants you to do. He wants you to succeed in all things through the hard choices and in the commitment to your faith. The example of using scripture correctly is paramount in chapter 11, John 14, 26. But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Wow, trusting in God, right? In all situations, one line item at a time, right? You know what it's like when our own children twist up our words to get what they want? You know what that's like, right? It's frustrating, isn't it? Can you imagine God's sadness at overusing and misusing his word? The world is scary. It's difficult, especially with children. I'm worried and concerned about my own kids. It's challenging to know when to speak, when not to speak. 1 Timothy 1 through 4, as I urged you when I went into Macedonia, stay there in Ephesus so that you may command certain people not to teach false doctrines any longer or to devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies. Such things promote controversy, controversial speculations rather than advancing God's work, which is by faith. The goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Some have departed from these and have turned to meaningless talk. They want to be teachers of the law, but they do not know what they are talking about or what they so confidently affirm. We know that the law is good if one uses it properly. We also know that the law is made not for the righteous, but for the lawbreakers and rebels, the ungodly and sinful, the unholy and irreligious, for those who kill their fathers and mothers, for murderers, for the sexually immoral, for those practicing homosexuality, for slave traders and liars and perjurers, and for whatever else is contrary to the sound doctrine that conforms to the gospel concerning the glory of the blessed God which he entrusted to me. Look, man, I know that scripture is challenging for all of us. It's challenging for me. It's challenging for the world. But it is what it is. Personally, before Christ, my life was filled with nothing good. My practices, although well-intentioned, right? My life with well-intentions were terribly incorrect and yielded limitations to everything. Limits to everything. Why did God rescue me? Why did he rescue you? Why didn't he just leave me to myself and my nothing good behavior? He could have, and he didn't. There are many who refuse the Lord. For some reason, I did not, and you did not. I don't know why, because I resisted everything and everybody. I did not resist, and you did not. Romans 1. 24, 28. Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural sexual relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed shameful acts with one another and received in themselves the due penalty for their error. Furthermore, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over to a depraved mind so that they do what ought not to be done. Huh. Look, guys, these are things that my notes, these are things that I dealt with. These are things that I had to read. These are the things that I had to come to understand, that I had to come to accept. I had to see that the world was going sideways no matter how much we try to love each other and everything. It's not working out. The world is a mess. Hey, whatever feels good, do it. That's not right. I said okay to God. For some reason, he came and got me and I said okay. I'm so glad I said okay, but there's things that come with this. There's reasons that come with this. There's situations that come up that I have to go to the Word, and this is what it says. The overuse of Scripture works on both sides, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Good-meaning people overuse Scripture incorrectly. Let me say it again. Good-meaning people overuse Scripture incorrectly. If we don't know the Scripture, we're a part of the problem. And the world, and when the world twists the Bible, how will we react if we already don't get it? If we don't get it, and the world twists the Bible in front of us, how can we react if we don't have the information? There are numerous preachers teaching false doctrine. It's insane. With just the limited knowledge that I know, it's like listening. Let's put it in our business. It's like listening to someone talk about getting a loan for their business. When you know better, don't take the money. Don't take the money, and they take the loan. They're sure that if they take a $2 million loan, they're going to be styling. $10 million, $15 million. And you know better. Listen, when I'm listening to preachers with my limited knowledge of the Bible, and the more I read it, the more I know I need to know, right? The more I read it, the more I know, the more I need to know. Things people believe to be true that are simply not supported accurately by the Word. Scripture tells us this will happen. Scripture tells us there'll be preachers teaching false doctrines. Romans 16, 17, now I urge you, brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who create dissensions and obstacles contrary to the teaching that you learned. Avoid them. Stay the course and keep the Holy Spirit as your guide to use Scripture with understanding of one another's challenges. Don't let ugliness get in the way. It will. Fight it. Don't waste time on foolish disagreements. Foolishness and disagreements. Foolishness. Foolishness. We waste such time on foolishness and disagreements. Proverbs 26. There is no good way to answer fools when they say something stupid. Let me say that again. There's no good way to answer fools when they say something stupid. If you answer them, then you too will look like a fool. If you don't answer them, they will think they are smart. What do I do with that, right? I know it. That's what I do. I got to know it. We live in a world that is savage, savage against the Lord and his people, right? Savage, savage against the Lord and his people. So it's best for me to quietly listen and see what the Lord wants me to do in all situations. Quietly listen. Luke 12, 12. For the Holy Spirit will teach you at the time what you should say. Huh. That's hard when you're all ramped up, isn't it? The Holy Spirit will teach you at that time, what you should say. Whether you're for the Lord, whether you are for the Lord, or standing on the other side of those against the Lord, Scripture, either accidentally by believers or very purposely by the world, can and is overused either incorrectly or inappropriately many times. Even if you're for the Lord, standing on the side of the Lord against people who are talking against the Lord, whatever, we purposely are faced with the world that can and will overuse Scripture. Yes, actual Scripture, they'll overuse it, either incorrectly or inappropriately many times, and so will you if you're not careful. I've struggled with this chapter for years. Years, it's a combination of a teaching and of my experiences in life, and I can't change that. with myself in so many situations, combination of teaching. I say all the time, I'm not a church, I'm not a teacher, but my experiences follow the word, and I am the reason I'm here. No, God brought me here. And the only way I can understand God is with that word. And the more I read, like I say, the more I know I don't know. But the more I read, the better for me. Have I ever changed anybody's mind about God? That's a question, right? Have I ever changed my mind? Yes and no. Yes and no. There have been temporary converts, right? Temporary, that changed and reached out to the Lord when they were in trouble, right? But when they were out of trouble, went right back to their old ways. Temporary converts, right? There have been converts that are still on the path today. Did I do that? No. I didn't do that, but perhaps God allowed me to share in the miracle, to see him work in somebody's life. Perhaps my story spoke to their heart. Perhaps my story speaks to your heart. I don't know. Rest assured, God did the saving, not you or I. And I'm blessed to be able to see it in this crazy world, to be able to see God working, the hand of God, the miracle of the Lord. I have a saying, the truth to the right person at precisely the right time. Precisely the right time. I try to remember that when I'm listening to people. The truth to the right person at precisely the right time. That's a hard one because, you know, you can, it's hard, especially when you want to lock and load on somebody, right? I try to remember the truth to the right person at precisely the right time. I try to remember that when I'm listening to people's stories. I best be cautious and alert when teaching others and sharing my testimony. I best be cautious. 1 Peter 3:15, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. Okay, kids, huh? Whoa, that was quite a ride this morning, wasn't it? Chapter 11, the overuse of Scripture, 2022. I close with this. Let Scripture fall as a light mist, refreshing and supportive in the heat of these very challenging days. Amen, amen. We got people that got to go to work, John. Let's rock and roll.